Let me tell you about Matthew Davis. He is the founder and partner at a company he founded called Renew LLC. This is an impact investment advisory firm that invests in sub-Saharan Africa and manages what's called the Impact Angel Network. We've been involved for more than 10 years. He's worked with U.S. and African government leaders and private investors on investment strategies for frontier markets. Extensive experience investing in Africa and Central Asia. But I guess this type of investing could help anywhere that there were companies that were emerging. I think that's important for you to know, because let me put it another way. What I think this is about is you, certainly with our millennials and with our Generation X folks, they want to make a difference in the world. Okay, I don't mind getting rich, but in the process, can I help somebody else? Can I make a positive difference? And I think that's what investment lending or investing or this kind of investment is all about. How close am I to what this really is, Matt? And welcome to the program.
Thank you, Paul, and it's a pleasure to be on your program. I think you're spot on. The way you describe that is exactly right. Impact investing is relatively a new field in the world of finance and philanthropy. It kind of lives in the middle, and it really runs the gamut of negative screening, which is when an investment firm or an investment manager meets with their client and the client says, hey, I don't want to invest in these types of assets. And then all the way onto the other side, which is when you have things that are a little bit more mature and bigger than like the microfinance that you would expect when you think of doing financial work or investments in a continent like Africa. And the way you said that, millennials in the Generation X group are really the ones driving the interest in this growing field. So you're spot on.
Well, great. And let me just say to my audience so that you understand, Matthew Davis puts his body where his mouth is. He's coming to us from Ethiopia, from the capital city there is Addis Ababa, and he has taken time from what's got to be his schedule and taken time to join us here to explain this, because I think it's important for you to know. It's an option and something else that you, as an investor, as an individual, should know about. How is impact investing different than, say, philanthropy and or charity, Matt?
Yeah, well, impact investing, it's a great question. Again, it's still being defined, but the main essence of impact investing is that people are investing to get both a financial return, but they are also investing to get a social return.
Okay.
And so they're measuring those equally.
Well, and that's important, I think, especially when we consider that more than ever, what we do here today impacts a child in China, or impacts a family in Greece, or impacts or can impact. And what you seem to suggest here through this type of investing is that there's an awareness that you can make a positive difference in the lives of others, and at the same time, enrich yourself.
Absolutely. The types of investments we do here, which is, again, one small segment of the options that are available to investors, we're taking what some people would normally have traditionally thought of as charity, which they would give to a nonprofit or other charities, which many of them still do.
Yeah.
However, there's a large group, especially in the United States, that are saying, is it more sustainable? And is it a better option to invest in a local business in this part of the world that's creating jobs, and then with that investment, turn around and make more impact from either the returns from that, or take those returns and let the country grow in itself?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can look at all sorts of different options that are available right now for investors, things like what you mentioned, looking at supply chain, asking, is this company sourcing from a company in China, in India, in Africa, that is using really good practices with their employees? And we see all of those options getting much more attention now, especially over the past 5 years, as this millennial workforce comes in and becomes investors in the investment world.
Now, but what about the risks associated with with this. Opportunities obviously are there, but I'm concerned about, you know, I'm dealing with a foreign country. I'm dealing with a foreign system. Don't know it. How do I protect myself and make sure that what I'm doing is good and the risk is in my favor?
Yeah, that's a great question. Risk is extremely high in certain types of impact investments, especially the type of investments we do. My main recommendation always to investors is, and it gets very challenging when you do impact investing because sometimes your heart can get away with you. You know, you can say, oh, I really am compassionate about this investment. Oh, you know, it would be really wonderful to help this company succeed. However, you have to be ready and realize that if you don't treat it like an investment, and you're not weighing the risks of what it means to invest in a frontier market like Ethiopia, where inflation is high, where government regulations change more rapidly than they do in the United States, you really have to know what you're getting into.
I'm talking with Matthew Davis, founder and partner of Renew LLC, and I suppose a Renew is going to be the buffer between the dangers, or at least to some degree. We'll be right back with more. This is Home and Family Finance. My guest is Matthew Davis, founder and partner at Renew LLC. It's an impact investment advisory firm that invests in sub-Saharan Africa and manages the Impact Angel Network. Now, that's the second time I've mentioned that. So, Matt, let me ask you, what is angel investing? Is that the same thing as what we're talking about?
It's a little different. Angel investing is a type of investor that usually comes into a company before the more institutional financing. So a venture, they would come in before a venture capitalist would enter a company.
Uh-huh.
And so angel investing is really growing. It's huge in America. Think of all the companies you know, Facebook, Apple. All of those companies started with angel investors. And then after they get up and really start to grow, that's when the bigger money, like the venture capitalists, come in and invest in those.
Okay.
We organize the, go ahead.
No. Go ahead. You organize angel investors in these foreign countries?
Well, we actually have a group of investors in the United States that have made a decision that investing in frontier markets like Ethiopia is a powerful way to create impact, sustainable impact, help those countries grow, and also make a good return in the process. Now, they're often more on the social side, where they care very much about the jobs they create and the impact it's having on the local economy, but they also are savvy business people. Some of them are self-made millionaires from their own companies that they've grown, and they love the entrepreneurial spirit. And so why not? Why not invest in a company in a frontier market like you would invest in a company outside of Silicon Valley?
But the risks are
higher and they're different, but the same principle.
But, Matt, I don't know from Adam's house cat about companies in Ethiopia. So where do you – I mean, does Renew – do I count on you to come back and say, hey, we've investigated this. We know this. Here's what the return is going to be. We think this is a good idea. Is that what Renew does?
Exactly, Paul. We are the boots on the ground that manage the entire investment process for the Angel Network. So many of them come, they travel here, they meet the companies like a normal angel investor would do, but they don't want to necessarily move over here. And that's where Renew comes in, and we live here, we work here, our team operates here, and we do everything from sourcing, finding those companies, vetting them, doing the due diligence, closing the investment, and then when I say the real work begins, we really start working with those companies to help them grow.
Okay, Matt. So, in fact, that's where you come in with your company, and that's how you make – in other words, you get a percentage of the investment, I guess, at some point. If I'm a young investor and I say, okay, here's X number of dollars, a certain percentage of that is your fee for what you're doing. Am I on target here?
That's right. We operate like a normal kind of investment group or a general partner would in a fund, in which case we actually do all of our fee is taken on the back end of the investment. So it's 100% performance based.
Okay.
And the reason we're able to do that is because we have a relationship with the U.S. government. In this case, here in Ethiopia, we partner with USAID, which is a part of the State Department.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're so eager to get the U.S. engaged in Africa's growing private sector, because there are many other countries that are very actively engaged here, China, India, the Middle East is getting much more active here. And as a part of our influence, as well as a part of just sharing good business practices, it's a key strategy for our government to get our private sector more involved in the growth and future of Africa's private sector. So they cover that for our investors, that front fee, and then Renew's public-private partnership, our private fee set, comes when we take a carried interest or a percentage of the profit that our investors make.
And Matt, are there other now you're in Ethiopia. The world is a great big place. Are there other companies that do what you do, or do you do what you do in other places?
Yes, first off, there are more and more companies that are starting to do what we do, and we love that. We're seeing more companies focus on impact investing in this part of the world, and really all over the world. And yes, we're also expanding. We wanted to really make sure that we understood how to do business first and do it well in one country.
My guest is Matthew Davis, founder and partner at Renew, an impact investment advisory firm that invests in sub-Saharan Africa and manages the Impact Angel Network. And if people want to get in touch with you, how do they reach out and get in touch with you, Matt, or your company?
Well, first off, we'd love for anybody to come over here to Addison and see us. We're right by the airport. But if they don't want to do that, they can go to our website. It's renewstrategies.com, and just go to the Connect With Us form, and we will be very responsive. We love when people reach out to us.
That's an interesting point. How many people actually decide they want to do this and come over to see you as opposed to spending that money at airfare and investing?
You would be surprised. People love coming over here, and we run what we call econ tourism trips. And these are, instead of your ecotourism, but econ tourism, where families come over, individuals come over. It's a great family trip to come on because, as you pointed out at the beginning, millennials really love this. So father and mother are taking daughter and son on a trip. Dad, mom, no business. Daughter, son, understand impact investing. And magic occurs when they're kicking the tires at a business, looking at spreadsheets.
Yeah.
Really asking the entrepreneur, what is your future? It's like Shark Tank, but here over in this part of the world in Africa.
Well, it's an excitement, I think, and I'm, you know, I'm very pleased to be able to make my audience aware of what this is about. When we come back, I want to talk to you about the kind of companies you do work with in Ethiopia, and what are the particular traits that you look for in an entrepreneur? In other words, what do I have to bring to the table to make you think that I'm worthy of this or that I even qualify? Or is there a level? Some companies only allow you to invest over a certain threshold. I want to know what your threshold is. We're talking with Matt Davis. This is Home and Family Finance. We'll be right back. If you are saving and if you have some money to invest, you might want to deal with Matthew Davis, founder and partner at Renew LLC, an impact investment advisory firm. He joins us from Ethiopia, where he is the go-between you and companies over there that you might want to invest in. For instance, what kind of companies are we talking about, Matt?
Yeah, the companies run the gamut from injera companies, which is the Ethiopian bread that all of them eat here, to textile companies, to juice companies, to coffee companies. We've invested or are in the process of investing in all of those types of businesses. So,
okay. Now, what about me? What about me as an investor? What do I have to bring to the table to make you think that I'm a good partner?
Good question. Well, there are some rules that are very good rules that the SEC has put in place that limit the type of investors that we can work with right now, although they're making strides to change that and open it up. But first off, all of our investors have to be accredited investors, which the SEC has a very clean, nice definition of what that is. But basically, the essence of that is that they have to have the financial capacity and financial sophistication to understand the risks of doing this type of work in this part of the world. However, if you are an accredited investor and you have both the willingness and ability to bear the risks of doing this type of thing, as well as wanting to learn and really appreciate and understand that impact investing is really a new model of doing good and doing well, then absolutely, we love those type of investors. And we have now about 70, 75 families around the United States that are part of the network, and we're very excited to hopefully have more join over the coming years.
And be more specific here. What are we talking threshold? How much money do I have to come up, show up with in order for you to say, oh, hi, welcome over?
Right. So for investors, when they first start, it's a $50,000 investment, and they can invest in that across two deals. We normally present packages of investments to our investors. So they're set up in the United States, so investors invest in an LLC, which then invests into the companies over here, so they're protected. Mm-hmm. And we set all that up for our investors. And then it's generally $25,000 minimum per investment once you're in the network, and you have to go through a screening to be accepted in. But then after, you can participate how you'd like. And many people enjoy participating in some investments and then passing on others. And it's really kind of this wisdom of crowd type of philosophy,
right,
of selecting winners over here and then investing in those and leveraging really the strength of the United States system and our entrepreneurial spirit and bringing that over to these parts of the world.
And what range of return are you looking at? 5%, 10%, 30%? What could I reasonably expect, and in what time frame?
Great question. Well, to be honest, if you're doing business in this part of the world and you're not above a 25% IRR, which means an annualized rate of return,
mm-hmm,
it's really not a business. It's a nonprofit. I hate to say it, but you're in an inflationary environment. I'm a capitalist. It's how I think. My investors rely on me to treat these investments like investments, not nonprofits. So I look for companies that are going to generate a really good return while creating a lot of jobs. And most of the companies over here, if they're coming to you and they're telling you that they're getting below that, they're either not telling you the full story or they're not really a company.
Uh-huh.
You got to really know what you're getting into over here. And so that's what we say: over 5 years, our investors should expect a 25% IRR. However, again, this is extremely risky. I mean, even outside of Silicon Valley, the normal ratio is you're going to lose, out of 10 deals, you're going to lose 3 or 4 of those.
Right.
3 or 4
right,
are going to break even, then 1 or 2 are going to do really well.
His name is Matthew Davis. He is founder and partner at Renew LLC. And again, give us how people can reach out to you, Matt.
Yeah, they can contact us on our website at renewstrategies.com and, of course, come over to Ethiopia.
Okay. I may come over and visit you. Listen, it's been a pleasure having you come over here by landline. Thanks for being with us, and come back and see us again soon.